universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. The first week of December celebrates St. Nicholas Day, December 6th to be exact. And when you first hear St. Nicholas Day, probably only two or three things run through your mind. One would be the song, Jolly Old St. Nicholas, Lean Your Head This Way. And that was the predecessor to Santa Claus, gets its name and variation from the Dutch people, who and many times called him, instead of St. Nicholas, Santa Claus. And it morphed into Santa Claus. It actually has some of its origins just by a cartoon in the late 1800s, which put him in a red suit as a fat, jolly man. But even more than that, the story comes from 1820, from Clement Clark Moore and his poem, "'Twas a Night Before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. And the St. Nicholas came and gave gifts to children who were deserving. And so you got to be good or you don't get gifts. Where did this all come from? Well, even back further. First, December 6th, 343, that's when Bishop Nicholas died. That's the man of whom St. Nicholas is all about. Many stories come about around him. He was actually born in the year 280, born to a Greek family, rich, very rich. And when his parents died, he inherited great wealth. And one would think, well, did he use his wealth to gain his bishopric as a Christian bishop in the city of Myrna, or Myra, which is now modern-day Turkey? I don't think so, because the key story that we read about and is attested to, that he heard about a man who had three daughters, and this man, because he was so poor, was going to sell them into servitude, which meant prostitution back then. So one night he came by and through an open window, tossed a bag of gold. And the next night, again, and the next night, again. Each bag of gold was for the women, so they could have a dowry, so that somebody would marry them and have a little bit of money, so that they wouldn't have to go into prostitution. He used his wealth to help and to serve. He gave gifts generously. Not just to these three ladies, but there are other stories that come down from tradition, so we don't know if they're exactly right or not, of how he saved many innocent men, including some sailors. And so he is often seen as the protector of children and sailors, and known for his gift-giving. That's really all we know about St. Nicholas. Saint because he is seen as somebody who did great things in the sight of God, and so the church honored him with sainthood, meaning he is in heaven now, even as we are saints here, but will be in heaven. Well, what can we take from all this? I was kind of flipping through the Bible, thinking about it, looking for a verse, and, you know, I stumbled across a verse that went, whoa, boy, does this speak of Nicholas. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Love what is good. What a definition of sincere love. Hating evil, loving good. This bishop hated evil. The selling of people into cruelty of prostitution. Obviously, they didn't want to be part of selling their bodies. But he loved good, and so he used what he had to bring about good. That's really a lesson for us, too. both St. Nicholas being a bishop of the Christian church, not only did he speak of Jesus as Savior and Lord, but he demonstrated insincere love, for he hated evil, and he then gave of what he had to bring about good. That's actually what God did on Christmas. He gave his Son because he hated evil, sin, and he brought about good, the forgiveness of the world. Anyone who trusts in what Jesus did is forgiven. Anyone who trusts in Jesus receives his Spirit so that we can start, not only start to do good, but are blessed by God, that what we try and attempt to do is blessed by him, so it's doubly good. Yeah. That's what St. Nicholas is all about. Isn't it really not about candy? It's not about a fat, jolly man, but what that embodies. Ooh, excuse the pun. And if that body happens to be rather rotund, may it be so. Rotund with great love, sincere love. Hating what is evil, loving what is good. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you come into our lives when you forgive us, and you doubly bless us by bringing good through us. Thank you for Nicholas, and that he was a saint, that you blessed him, and that his acts of service and kindness not only help these three ladies, but help us to understand also how we can and should be good to others. You've been good to us. Help us now to see that whatever we have, we can hate evil, and we can embrace and do good. And so, thereby, even embodying the love, that it be sincere. Thank you for your love for us. In your name, Jesus, we pray this. Amen. St. Nicholas, a neat saint. And you also are a neat saint, because in Jesus we all are called saints, meaning we're made holy. If you would like to write me about this or anything, by all means do. dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.